Where does every great adventure begin? Well, ask Einstein. He says that logic will take you from A to B, but your imagination can take you anywhere. And tonight, I'm going to take you on a wild adventure through my wild imagination. I'm not sure where this wild imagination came from. Like many of you, probably from my childhood, I had it tough. I wasn't allowed to watch hours of TV, and I certainly wasn't playing computer games. I was made to play outside. My parents didn't wrap me up in cotton wool. We built huts. We shot guns. We tended gardens. We cooked meals. Many of these things probably would be considered maybe child labour today, but I think these are the places where the seeds of imagination took place in my life and began to grow. As an adult, my imagination has continued to flourish. On a regular basis, I catch myself in some kind of imaginary situation where I'm taking on some feat of heroism or some amazing adventure. Even 2 weeks ago, on a flight from Christchurch to Nelson, it happened. Unfortunately, a child on the plane began to choke, and instantly I was out of my chair, going down that aisle, grabbing that child, performing the Heimlich manoeuvre. The crowd just broke into applause, all from my seat in 14D, while some other person, thankfully, rescued that child. My imagination has taken me on lots of adventures, but aside from that, I've actually also had lots of camping adventures. I've spent enough nights under canvas to experience probably every weather condition that New Zealand can throw at you. I've spent enough nights under canvas to have some rather close encounters with some wildlife, questionable kinds. I've been on more camps that you can shake a stick at, including organising them, running them, and living at one. But tonight I want to take you on a little bit of an adventure where my imagination really took hold. I'll set the scene. My husband and I were camping over in Golden Bay and at a campground much like this, actually on a night much like this. And we had decided to go to bed early. Not always the best thing to do in a campground because firstly it's usually light until really late. Often there are children playing, people having dinner. Or, like happened on this night, guests are actually just arriving to start their holiday. Nonetheless, we'd had a wild night the night before and had decided to retire early. Just as we were settling down into our tent and snuggling into our sleeping bags, we heard what sounded like a really large gang of young people arrive and start setting up camp, what sounded like very close to ours. Now, we groaned, thinking, oh boy, how long are they going to be here? How long are they going to be noisy for? And when we heard the all too familiar clink of glass bottles, we thought, uh-oh, we hope they're not in for a long night like we were last night. Nevertheless, we kind of lay there and listening to the sounds, and finally we heard someone yell, hey, you guys, let's go down to the beach and make a campfire. And we thought, oh, phew, they're off for the night. And off they went. And very quickly, hush descended over the campsite, and we were able to nod off to sleep. A wee while later, I was woken. And you know how sometimes you get woken up and you know something's woken you and you don't know what it is, but you know that it's probably not good? Well, that happened. I woke and I lay there and I thought, what's going on? There is something that has woken me. And as I lay there in the semi-darkness of the campsite, I heard this noise. Help us! Help us! And I froze. My heart began to pound. And I lay there as still as I could. I could hear the sound. Help us! And obviously my wild imagination takes over and I start going through every scenario that could possibly have someone calling out to help in the middle of the night in a campground. I start thinking about those young people. Have they come back from the beach? Because I didn't hear them. Has maybe their fire gone awry down on the beach? Can I smell smoke? I'm lying there imagining all of the worst case scenarios. Meanwhile, help us! Is going on in the background, and it actually starts getting a bit louder and a bit more urgent and a bit more screechy, like, help us! So I start to panic. I'm lying there and I'm going through the scenario in my head. I'm thinking, right, where is the first aid kit? Okay, where are my shoes? Maybe it's time, can I hear zips? Is anyone else going to these people's house? You know, the zip of people opening their tents is not happening. And all the while, help us! Is going on in the background. So eventually I nudged my husband, Paul, wake up. Paul, no, shh. Can you hear that? Help us! There's a sound. Someone needs help. Come on, Paul. Can you not hear that? And he's just, I'm like, Paul, seriously. And the noise is getting louder and more urgent and more screechy. Help us! Help us! Paul, come on, seriously, where's the first aid kit? Those people, they need us. They're down at the beach, do something really bad. Help us! And, oh, come on. And he is not having a bar of this at all. He is just not waking up. So I'm trying to get him to wake up. Meanwhile, I'm trying to hear, is the sound still going on? What's going on? And it gets louder and it gets more urgent. Help us! Help us! And then it changes. Help As Einstein said, logic can take us from A to B, but imagination can take us anywhere.